Everyone knows about Spider-Man, but it's time to introduce our very own Spider-Woman, Dr. Anastasia Shevrova, an evolutionary biologist specialising in the wild world of animal courtship and how it shapes ecosystems, with a special interest in her favourite species, spiders. Anastasia is perched perpetually on the web of life, evidently balanced between roles as a lecturer of ecology and evolution at the University of New South Wales, as being a dedicated science communicator, a podcaster, and now our next guest on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you this morning?
We have it on record. You don't just like spiders, you love them.
That's correct. I wanted to make sure that this is a straight-up fact.
How did this interest and love for spiders come about, and also your interest in the world of animal courtship?
So I've always been interested in kind of watching animals since I was a child. I was really interested in, very specifically, ants, because to me they were very cryptic as soon as they went down into the hole, into their, like, homes. Hmm. And so as a child, what I would do is my imagination would run wild, and I would just think that they have this, like, network of cities and, you know, like, basically the human world, but underground. And they kind of do, actually.
Yes, you're right.
In their own ounce way, right?
Yeah.
And then from then on, just kind of animal behavior, you know, I was really interested in how animals behave. And then in university, I took this course called the Biology of Mating and Reproduction. And on the surface, it kind of sounds, you know, very, like, clinical, very scientific.
Hmm.
And then we just started exploring basically how animals find their partners, how animals court, how animals dance, how animals sing, how they make gifts. And there was just this wonderful world that opened up that I said, this is what I would like to research.
Yeah.
And then I as I was looking through everything, I started to come across all these arachnids, right? So
yeah.
Spiders and scorpions and pseudoscorpions. And I realized that their courtship was even more exciting because it was dangerous. I was like, that's what I want to study. That is what I want to dedicate, you know, my whole academic career to, I guess.
Dangerous? How is their courtship dangerous?
Oh, well, because the males in particular can put in so much effort into either being super beautiful or dancing their little hearts out.
Yeah.
And then if the female, who can be like up to 8 times bigger than the males, if she is either too blind or really doesn't like their dancing or how they look, she can end up eating him. Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh at the poor spiders. Scorpions and spiders, they're both from, I knew spiders were from the arachnid family, but scorpions, they're from the arachnid family as well, are they?
So they're from the Chelicerate order, which does include arachnids, and scorpions are their own kind of class called scorpion, basically.
Hmm.
I believe the Latin has like an extra vowel in there as well.
Yeah.
But they're all chelicerates because they have the venomous fangs or venomous pincers, such as for scorpions or pseudoscorpions.
So you talked there before, so dancing, the spiders do a bit of dancing to try mm-hmm. and find a mate. You also said there's the presentation of gifts in the animal kingdom there to try and find a mate. Is there sort of any other parallels between how animals and humans might go through the act of courtship?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, humans... it's funny because there's actually a reversal in humans, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, it's females or female-identifying people that will tend to, you know, want to dress up and put on makeup and put on really colorful clothes to impress a mate. While in the animal kingdom, in quite a few, particularly like insects and birds, the males are the like really bright, colorful ones, and actually, unfortunately, not very good for getting away from predators because they're so colorful and, you know, not very well camouflaged.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this reversal in animals where, in fact, like the males are this bright and or they sing, or in spiders, for example, they also play a lot of music, particularly webbing
music?
Spiders.
Whoa.
Yeah. So spiders who make webs, the males will come onto the web and basically like play the guitar. So they'll string the web really carefully to try and entice the female to his, you know, basically song. But she works off of vibration. So she hears it as this wonderful vibration that he's trying to impress her with.
Okay. I'm not going to delve into that too much more. You've talked about how your study encompasses how spiders and other insects adapt their mating behaviors through generations. Is there anything like surprising that you've noticed through your research?
Yes, actually. So, you know, we chatted a little bit about cannibalism, how some females might end up cannibalizing some males.
Yeah.
Well, evolutionarily, this is a very bad and dead end for males, right? Males don't want
pun
to
intended.
Be eaten. Yeah, exactly. And so evolutionarily, what they're trying to do is like counter evolve against this pretty nasty behavior of females. And there's this group of species of spiders, particularly webbing spiders, that have actually kind of, it might look to us as if they've given up, but they really haven't. What they do is they'll catapult into her mouth, and instead of her having to expend any effort in trying to catch them and cannibalize them, they literally just catapult and then somersault directly into her mouth. Because if they sacrifice themselves, they get to be the father of most of the offspring. So she increases his paternity. So his genes get passed on to the offspring. And so it kind of feels like, why would he do that? But, you know, evolutionarily, he's passing on most of his genes. So to me, that was one of the most surprising things, because you always think evolution is kind of working against, you know, something else. But in this case, he says, you know what, I'm going to work with her instead of against her, and this is still going to work out for me in the end.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm glad that you enjoy it so much, because frankly, I find it terrifying.
That's fair.
Anastasia, this is all awesome stuff. I felt like I'd talk to you for ages about this. I'll have to get you back again sometime soon, as well as being like a science podcaster, a lecturer at university. You've also done a bit of comedy.
I have, yes. It's terrifying. It's actually more terrifying to do comedy than it is to work with spiders.
No, it's not, but sure. What if you had to do, what if like a room full of venomous spiders, if you had to make them laugh?
Ooh, you know what? You're right. Maybe I'd be feeling like that male spider. You know?
If people want to find out more about your work, the website is asharova.com.
That's correct, yes. So my first initial and my last name, Shavrova.
I will put links to that up on the 2SER website. I really appreciate your time here today, Doctor. I'd love to have you back again soon. But thank you so much for joining us this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much.